Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm excited that our good friend Hector Barreto is back on the show, too. Hector is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Coming up on 14 years, he's been hanging out with us ever since he became the administrator of the SBA, the U.S. Small Business Administration, way back in, '01, I guess it was, something like that, a long time ago. And in the George W. Bush administration, he's now the chairman of the Latino Coalition, and he works hard every day for small business owners, regardless of where you're from, what you do, your background. He cares a lot about small businesses, and he's got big doings going on tomorrow, and I've asked him to join us and talk to us about Hector. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always great to be with you and your listeners, and I appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit with you this morning.
It's good to have you here. So big things going on tomorrow. What's happening?
Yeah, you know, we do events in Washington, D.C. and around the country, but this year we decided with the new administration we wanted to do a policy summit, really focused in on the things that are important to us and our small businesses. And our theme is making small business great again. And the reason that we said that is, and you talk about this every single day, small businesses over the last 8 years haven't really felt that they had a partner in Washington, D.C.
Anywhere from being irrelevant to being the enemy. That's how we feel.
That's right, and they kept being told that they weren't that important, that they didn't make their success, they didn't build their companies, that they depended on this government, state, for everything. And small businesses were not competent. We were starting less small businesses, more businesses were going out of business. It was just a really tough time. What we're seeing now, and I'm sure you hear it on your show, is that small businesses now see kind of a light at the end of the tunnel, or the clouds are separating. They like what they're hearing from their leaders in Washington, D.C., be that the administration or Congress. And we're going to be hearing from some
Hector,
key people.
Hector, the NFIB report, Bill Dunkelberg's report, he's been doing for 43 years. I've been reporting on it every month for almost 20 with him. His index jumped in January, the highest one-month jump in the history of the 43-year of the index. It's called the Small Business Optimism Index. It jumped higher than any other month in the history of the survey.
Right. Yeah, if you would just listen to the news, you know, you would think that, you know, nothing was going right, but that you and I both know that that's not true, that small businesses are more excited. You know, we get the new SBA administrator going to be with us.
Linda McMahon, my audience knows her.
Yeah, she's great, and I think she's another breath of fresh air, somebody that really gets it and will be a strong champion. You know that we have the vice president coming by.
Vice President Pence is coming by. What's he going to talk about?
Well, Vice President, I'm sure, first of all, he can talk about anything he wants, but I'm sure they're going to be talking about health care. I'm sure they're going to be talking about their economic strategy, how they're going to create all those jobs. I'm sure they're going to talk about rolling back regulations and how to create a better environment. And the fact is that when you hear from guys like that, and by the way, we worked with, at one time it was Congressman Pence, for many years, this guy really is close to the people, close to the ground.
He's going to...
Small business owner.
Right.
And so, you know, these guys, you don't have to explain to them what we're all about and what we do. And so we're really excited about having them. I got about a dozen congressmen coming by, a lot of business leaders. There's going to be a great day tomorrow here in Washington, D.C. at the JW Marriott. But, you know, we're excited about the possibilities. We see the glass half full. We're optimistic. Business people are optimistic by nature, but now we have something to be optimistic about.
Well, I'll tell you, the thing that I talked about for the last 8 years is one thing with regard to the Obama administration, and that was the rhetoric and the policies. Nothing about personalities, nothing about names or anything else. 100% rhetoric and policies. When you use rhetoric that makes small business owners feel diminished, when you create policies that literally assault us and break down things that we've worked so hard for, and get between us and our employees, our teams, that's an assault. That's an attack on small business. That's what we've been up against. And what's in all, the Obama administration is as you said, is a breath. I mean, the Trump administration is a breath of fresh air, because this is a. I wrote a piece about this 2 weeks ago, Hector. I said we like this president for four reasons. I'll see if I can remember all of them. Number one, he's made a payroll.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, he knows what it's like when the government gets in your grill. And I forgot the third one, but the fourth one was he hates Obamacare.
For sure.
Right?
Well, remember that? Remember we used to have a president named Ronald Reagan?
Yeah.
And you know, they asked Reagan one time, they said, what's the difference between a big business and a small business? And Reagan didn't miss a beat. He said, that's easy. A small business could be a big business if government would just get out of its way.
Absolutely.
And that's not untrue. That's actually very true. You know, small business needs less regulation, less taxes, less health care costs. They need less of those things. They need more of other things. They need more capital. They need more training. They need more opportunities in the form of contracts. But if government can just take their foot off of them, they can do a lot of these things themselves. And that's what this administration is talking about. So when we say they're speaking our language, they're listening, and not just you giving us a speech, they're doing something about it. They've already started rolling back these things, rolling back the regulations. They're working on tax reform. They're doing the health care. So those are really, really important signals, and that's one of the reasons businesses are excited. Look, businesses, you deal with them every single day. They don't want a handout. They don't expect the government to save them and bail them out. They just want an opportunity. They want a hand up. And when government is actually really providing them the tools that they need to succeed, their chances of success over the long term expand exponentially.
Right. Right.
And that's what we're starting to see.
Hector, we polled our audience last week and asked them what would they do if they had money back from taxes. 87% said we would either reinvest the money, we'd pay down debt, or we'd improve our cash flow. Only 5% said they'd take a raise. And you know what, Hector? That 5% probably need a raise. They
well,
probably need
true.
A raise. Hey, I need a website, Hector.
Sure. Our website is thelatinocoalition.com. You don't have to be Latino to be part of our organization. thelatinocoalition.com.
I'm proof of that. I'm proof of that, folks. Can they find out more about this event at your website?
Absolutely. We have links on there.
All right.
There's still some tickets available. We'd love to have
There you go. The Latino Coalition. It's tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. 20 after, right back with Hector Barreto. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.